You are extraordinary. Believe in your greatness. One of the worst things that can happen to a human being is being tricked into thinking that they are an ordinary person. Being tricked into thinking that they are not as intelligent as the A-plus kids, or not as good as the ones with rich parents. The measure of a person comes from within and can only be ignited with a deliberate pursuit of real knowledge and real wisdom. We can all too easily imagine a person tricked into thinking that they are a worker and being worked until old age just to discover it was all a lie. People that trick us this way are many. A lot of people are constantly searching to simplify their life. That is an awful thing to do, and not really that different from manipulating and lying. They take advantage of people that don't yet know to protest. Children are taught to keep away from stray dogs and strangers, but there is nobody to tell them that we are born noble, and we are all meant to become great beings. It would be very difficult for a recruiter to take advantage of an impressionable mind had they been taught that wars and borders are a symptom of not thinking, of lack of wisdom and foresight. In a world where we are taught that we are noble creatures, we will become incorruptible, and all bullies will be seen as sick. The difference between being tricked into thinking that we are ordinary and being taught and inspired into knowing that we are each meant to become a great being is the key. The key to world peace, to turning money from a noose into a tool for flourishing and well-being and growing all the way up. A key to the future of the humankind. Without that key, that belief that we are extraordinary, we have a tendency to retreat and shelter. With the key, we develop an unshakable dignity and that unbreakable spirit necessary for change to take root. Can you see what a massively limiting and corrupting mistake it is to live what we may later learn was not yet the full life? While we learn best from beloved thinkers and inspirational philosophers by taking to their books and narrated versions as well, the beginning of the awakening to the realization that human beings are not ordinary is not found by adding more knowledge, but rather in seeking less complexity. The beginning is so pleasant and so beautiful that it almost seems too good to be true. The beginning is found in adventure with kin or kind, out on the world's longest adventure trails. We each have the capacity to move mountains, but we have to be mindful of it so that we don't exhaust our power on temporary or fleeting things. The great power lies within aligning our days in such a way as to imbue each new day with the achievements of all the previous days, so that we live each new day with our entire life force. You are an extraordinary creature whose greatness is fueled by knowledge, experience, and wisdom. You are meant to become an unshakable, unbreakable, and unstoppable, noble, and wise, great being.